2 Kings chapter 3. And Jehoram the son of Ahab began to reign over Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, and he reigned 12 years. And he wrought evil in the sight of Jehovah, but not like his father and like his mother. And he took away the column of Baal that his father had made. Only he clave to the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He did not depart therefrom. And Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheepmaster, and rendered to the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams, with the wool. And it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And at that time King Jehoram went out of Samaria and inspected all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, saying, "The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle?" And he said, "I will go up. I am as thou, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses." And he said, "Which way shall we go up?" And he said, "By way of the wilderness of Edom." And the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they made a circuit of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the army, and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, "Alas, that Jehovah has called these 3 kings together to give them into the hand of Moab!" And Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of Jehovah that we may inquire of Jehovah by him?" And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, "Here is Elisha the son of Shaphat, who poured water on the hands of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of Jehovah is with him." And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Go to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother." And the king of Israel said to him, "Not so, for Jehovah has called these 3 kings to give them into the hand of Moab." And Elisha said, "As Jehovah of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. And now fetch me a minstrel." And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of Jehovah was upon him. And he said, "Thus saith Jehovah, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith Jehovah, ye shall not see wind, nor shall ye see rain, yet this valley shall be filled with water, and ye shall drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is a light thing in the sight of Jehovah. He will give the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fortified city, and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones." And it came to pass in the morning, when the oblation was offered up, that, behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, and they were called together, all that were able to put on armor and upward, and stood by the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun rose upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side red as blood. And they said, "This is blood. The kings are entirely destroyed, and have smitten one another. And now, Moab, to the spoil!" And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites. And they fled before them, and they entered in and smote Moab. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped every well of water, and felled every good tree, until they left only the stones of Kirhareseth. And the slingers went about it, and smote it. And the king of Moab saw that the battle was too severe for him, and he took with him 700 men that drew swords, to break through to the king of Edom, but they could not. And he took his eldest son, that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him up for a burnt offering on the wall. And there was great wrath against Israel, and they departed from him, and returned to their own land.